Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of NAFQ's annual conference called Engage 2023. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Ben Lemoine from Chartway Federal Credit Union in the fine state of Virginia. You came a long ways to come out here, sir.
Yeah,
well
good
done.
Excuse to come to Southern California.
Yeah, that's all right. Keep going. We'll keep going for you. They have a job to do, too.
That's right.
So, yeah, you're kind of back in your Southern California, because we... You used to be at Mission Federal Credit, and we were talking before the recording. So
that's right. Yep. I was down in San Diego. It's nice to be back. Beautiful weather. Missed the weather.
Yeah, you timed it well.
Yeah, for sure.
Because up until a couple of weeks ago, it was cloudy and rainy here, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which happens eight times a year.
Not this year. So anyway, yeah, we've got great weather for you.
Cool.
And speaking of the conference, how's it going so far? Day number one and a half or something like that?
It's going great. Yeah. NAFQ always does a fabulous job at lining up speakers with timely issues. And I think the best part is always the networking, to industry leaders and seeing, what opportunities they have ahead of them. And certainly you realize that you have the same challenges, you're facing the same challenges, particularly in this current environment. Mm-hmm. So it's always kind of good to see how everybody else is navigating those waters. And
It's good to brainstorm and say,
for sure,
talk about being engaged. I mean, when you engage with somebody, it's like, hey, what's working there and what's not working, that type of stuff. So
for
sure. What are some of the conversations that you're having? I don't want to get too much details, but
buzz in the hallways? I think interest rate risk and liquidity is certainly at the forefront in the current environment. We're operating in an inverted yield curve environment.
Well, being the chief financial officer at Chartway, you're well versed in this area.
I think we're getting to 16 months of an inverted yield curve, with the longest ever been in this country was 21 months. So we're getting to that point a little bit. And it's tough to manage a balance sheet in this environment. Mm-hmm. We're anticipating net interest margins kind of getting squeezed in 2024. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's also opportunities to use some of the balance sheet tools and strategies that we've had kind of in our back pocket. And so we're certainly putting those to work. And taking the opportunity to reposition ourselves a little bit too. And so, I think they say with, not that it's chaos, but I think somebody said when there's chaos, there's also opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I think there's certainly opportunities.
Oh, that's what I've heard as well. So yeah, any highlights from the conference as well, from the speakers this morning or this afternoon, or anything that stand out for you so far?
Yeah, I think
based on what you just said,
member engagement is certainly something that came out, throughout all the speakers, and so that's always something that we're very focused on at Chartway, and I think a lot of other credit unions as well. Mm-hmm. Member engagement, member experience. Mm-hmm. So a lot of takeaways there.
Well, there's a lot of keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, because you have a lot of the companies in the retail environment, in the travel environment, that are just doing some amazing things, especially in the digital arena. And so credit unions or anybody in the financial service industry has to do the same,
because
that's the expectation now, right?
Yeah.
So,
and it's tough to compete. We don't have the budgets of the regional and the larger banks to make our own technology.
Or Google.
Right.
Or Amazon.
And that's why, again, NAFQ does a great job bringing some vendor partners here, that some fintechs that we can use and leverage
help you
and
guys
partner
out for
with.
Sure.
And and I think that's the way to go.
So what are some cool things that Chartway is doing? What are you guys doing on the East Coast that might benefit a few other credit unions out there?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of exciting things. Earlier this year, we launched our Chartway Ventures QSO, and that's allowed us to really fuel innovation within the credit union, evaluate a lot of different technologies out there. We're talking to a lot of fintechs. Fintechs are approaching us since we started the QSO,
right on,
which is great. So we're learning a lot. We're learning as we go.
Okay.
And what's great is that we've partnered with fintechs, anything from account opening or loan originations, and chatbots, all kinds of different technologies mm-hmm. are available out there mm-hmm. for credit unions. And as we partner with these fintechs, we also have the opportunity to invest in the fintechs using Chartway Ventures QSO.
Yeah.
And so we're able to partner, leverage their technology, and potentially benefit on the back end as they continue to gain traction. At the same time, when they're evolving, we get to evolve with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's helping us, it's giving that leg up and mm-hmm. to try to compete, with some of the larger institutions,
yeah.
Knowing that we don't have the deep pockets to spend.
Well, that's
like
the beauty
do.
Of having a QSO,
you know?
You kind of got your own little laboratory right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. That's
really neat.
Yeah, okay. So it's cool, and it's we've generated a lot of excitement within the credit union. People are getting excited about it. We had just a couple weeks ago a hackathon, which is where we had teams of six individuals, and the topic was how do we improve member engagement, and there was a competition, and they pitched their ideas, and whatever team won got a cash prize, and we were going to implement whatever their idea is.
Yeah,
and so,
even better.
Yeah, so we're generating a lot of excitement okay. around that, and honestly, it's worked out really well.
Is that going to be kind of like an annual thing now?
I think so.
Keep the new ideas flowing.
It was the first one, and
yeah.
so I'm sure there was going to be some learnings coming from that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But people got excited, and the people who didn't necessarily sign up for it got really interested about it
yeah.
after the fact,
yeah.
and so it's engaged. Our team members for sure.
Right on. That's the way it should be,
Yep.
And then it keeps people, here we go with the engaged word again, but it keeps them engaged
yeah,
at work,
right.
and keeps them looking toward that horizon, that sort of that proverbial horizon.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you guys at Chartway are always looking. You guys are one of the more progressive credit unions in the country, so that's why I'm really happy that you kind of sat down and chatted up
yeah.
a little bit. So
yeah, thank you.
I always like to see what you guys are doing.
So something else that we're doing on the more on philanthropic side is our Chartway Promise Foundation.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And that's going really well. I think so since inception, we've given $14 million back to our communities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're helping children with medical hardships and providing
good for you guys.
Hope, joy, and mm-hmm. smiles. And what you learn is that it's certainly tough on those kids and having gone what they're
yeah,
going through,
yeah.
but those families, and it's tough on them as well.
It's a struggle for sure. To do to help out.
Right. And it turns their world upside down, so anything that we can do to help
mm-hmm.
is awesome. And
mm-hmm.
serving on the board of that that foundation is by far
the most.
Are
you on the board?
Yep.
Oh, good on you.
Most rewarding thing that I do,
I bet.
It's
times 100.
Yeah.
That would be phenomenal. Well, I'm glad you brought up that organization. What was it? Chartway Promise.
Yep.
Because George Hoffheimer and his
yeah.
wife are
yeah.
riding cross country right
that's
now,
right.
raising
and
funds, and Chartway Promise is part of that. And so some of those millions of dollars are mine.
Yeah, there you go.
So
well,
I
appreciate you.
Oh,
thank
for
you very
sure.
much.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And George is a big advocate, and he's been a big supporter of
yeah.
ours and good partner. So
yeah, that just kind of went ding. I was
yeah,
like, hey,
yeah.
George is. I think they're in Montana or something like that right now.
It's crazy
now.
What he's doing.
I know,
yeah.
but it's what they're doing in raising awareness and funds.
Right.
For what you guys are doing is phenomenal. So yeah, so
yeah. and we certainly appreciate
yeah.
it.
What a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, Beth, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. Anything else to add? To
no,
kind of
that's
wrap
it.
Up?
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having
You're
me.
Welcome.
This has
You're
been
welcome.
Fun. Yeah.
All right.
Good to see you.
All right, sir. It's good to see you
thank
as
you
well.
Very much.
Welcome back to SoCal again.
Thank
so
you. I appreciate it. It's
glad
been good.
We could bring some sunshine for you.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.